Welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet business dreams a reality, stitch by stitch. Without you being chained to your hook and being able to live that lifestyle you've been dreaming of using the power of your crochet. I've always talked about how crochet patterns are a brilliant addition to your crochet business. Because once you've created the pattern, you just sell that same file over and over again to make profit for years to come. However, saying that, there is a cost to making them, and that is the cost of when you make the file, make the initial design, and all the costs that come with that. You've still got to buy the yarn. It still takes a lot of your time. And there are associated costs that come with it, the time to write the pattern, taking the photos, the editing, getting all your listings up and running. This does take time and your time costs. If you're paying yourself a salary, which you absolutely should be, you have to incorporate the cost of making your patterns into the profits that you are going to make. And when it comes to patterns, because you are going to be selling this file for years to come, you need to know at which point you start making profit. Because you need a certain number of sales before your crochet pattern starts making a profit. And you need to work out what that is. Crochet business owners are notorious for one, underpricing, and two, undervaluing themselves. And often we don't realise that the money that is coming in is not automatically profit. Profit and what you pay yourself are two different things. You pay yourself first, and then what's left over, after all your other costs of your business, that's your profit. And so you've got to pay yourself before you can consider that your crocheting pattern is making you any money. You need to know what that number is. Because when it comes to working out your finances, you don't start making a profit until you've paid off all those costs that came with writing a pattern. So you need to know how much the yarn cost. You need to know how much time you spent writing, editing, testing, getting photos, creating listings. You need to know how much time you spent. Without talking exact, a rough idea will do. But to know if you are breaking even and how many sales you need to make to break even, you need to know your numbers. You also need to know how much you're paying yourself. Minimum wage in the UK is soon to hit £12 an hour. So how many crochet patterns do you need to sell to cover the hours that you spent creating your pattern from start to finish? And of course, when working out how much you're making from each pattern, you've got to look at the fees for the sites that you're selling on. Every site has different fees. I send all of my traffic to Ravelry, but I also sell on Etsy. I sell on Lovecraft Designers. Those are my three sites, but there's lots of others out there. So you need to work out what the fees are for each of them and how many patterns you need to sell from each and keep track of that. Knowing your break-even rate kind of tells you how much you need to promote this pattern. You know, when you've got that final number of how much you're making from each pattern sale, how many patterns do you need to sell to recoup those costs of creating your pattern in the first place? You need to know that number, because once you've sold that number of patterns, it's pure profit from there on in. Anything your pattern makes after that is straight into the bank. After that, all you've got to do is promote it. And, you know, patterns can sell for years and years and years. But you've got to get this break-even number first. Otherwise, it's a damp squib. It's just not done the job. It's not made the money back. It's not paid for itself. So you need to promote this pattern and market it enough that it pays for itself. Then you can sit back and relax a bit because it's done its job and everything else that comes in now is pure profit. And you do that the same way as you would selling anything else. You talk about it on social media. You share all your photos. You show it in context, whether it's actually being worn or being displayed. You know, where you would display it, maybe some idea on how to style it. If your pattern is a hat and scarf set, show it being worn. Show it as a flat lay, not being worn. Show the details. Make sure you get up close. If you're selling a nursery rug, show it laid out on a floor. What room would it suit? Kind of show it in different contexts. You'll soon find that your home becomes a sort of photo studio as you find different places to display your crochet. But this is what really sells patterns, giving people an idea of what they would use them for once they're made.
With over $20 million worth of sales taking place every year, the crochet pattern industry is huge. Crocheters are always hungry for new designs, so you have a ready-made audience waiting for your patterns. Get started writing your own crochet patterns now with my Pattern Writing for Beginners course, where you get access to all of my years of pattern writing experience together to take you through the process step by step so that you can start making sales on automation. Discover more now at crochetbusinessschool.com/patterns.
Because your photos are the only clue anyone has of what's really going to look like after it's made up. Would it look good as part of a wedding outfit? Would it look good as a mummy or me set? Would it look good being displayed on your living room mantelpiece? Your photos are going to do the selling. So you've got to make sure they're good, and you've got to make sure you display them everywhere. And because your crochet patterns will be available for years to come, you want to look at long-term selling options as well, like using sites like Etsy, Ravelry, and making sure your SEO is top-notch so you get found in Google search results. Pinterest is an evergreen site as well. Your pins can be found forevermore in their search results. So create pins for your patterns, so they get found long-term. Short-term, you suck social media. If you want to make the cost of your pattern back as quickly as possible, then get really active on your social media and in your newsletter list. Shout from the rooftops. Tell them what yarn they can use. What yarn did you recommend? What would be a good substitute? All this promotion helps to sell your pattern and get closer to that break-even rate. If you're having a little trouble working out what your break-even rate is, I have a spreadsheet that you can plug all your numbers into and it will work this out for you. I'll link it beneath the show notes. But all it is a spreadsheet. You plug in the cost of your yarn. You plug in how many hours you spent working on it. You tell it how much you're getting paid an hour. And it will work out your break-even rate. It even incorporates the fees for your selling site, but you've got to find out what they are. It's going to be different for every pattern because the cost of the fees depends on the price of your pattern. So you do have to know that. But it's a great way to work out just how much you're truly making. Because when you're running a business and there's different associated costs involved, it can be quite hard keeping track of just how much money you're making because we do forget that we've got to pay ourselves. We do forget about the other costs that are involved, like the fees with selling sites, PayPal fees. Maybe you've got social media schedulers. I use Tailwind. I also use Meet Edgar. I'm using several. The different platforms that I use. There's costs everywhere. All the, your yarn that you buy. If you're buying hooks as well, they're part of your business costs. And so really knowing how much money is actually truly coming into your crocheting business can be hard to keep track of. And so it's really important that you do work out these numbers so that you know just how much profit you really are making. But the great news is that once you've hit that number of sales to break even and have your pattern cover its costs and your salary, it's pure profit from there on in. Every sale you make after that is pure profit. Yes, you are going to be marketing your business every week, but that kind of comes in under running costs. And that gets divided across all of your patterns that you have for sale. But you can then sit back and relax a bit more, knowing your pattern has at the very least done its job. And if you set up your listing descriptions right and you got your SEO sorted out, got all your keywords in there, you can get found in Google search results, Etsy search results, Ravelry search results, and that will keep your pattern selling. Keeping track of your numbers in your crocheting business is really important, because we can't truly know just how successful we are being unless we know these things. So you might think, it's just me, I'm not paying anybody else. But you still need to pay yourself. You still need to make sure there's enough money coming in to cover your costs, to cover your wages, and to have enough money to invest in your future. Because you're going to need more hooks. You're going to need more tools to help you learn business and to grow. Maybe you want to take some of the pressure off yourself and hire a VA to do your social media. There are always going to be costs in the future, and your profit is what's going to pay for that. So you do need to know the actual numbers. You do need to know if your costs are covered, and you do need to know at what point has your crocheting pattern broken even and covered the costs that it took to make it in the first place. So make sure you track your numbers. It's so, so important, because no business is a real business unless they know what money is coming in and going out and how much profit you're making.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Crochet Business School podcast. Stay tuned for more episodes, and please subscribe to wherever you listen to your podcast. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Crochet Business School. Subscribe to the channels, because I would love to hear from you and what you're up to in your own crochet business. If you have any questions about creating and growing your own crochet business, please send them my way, and I'll answer them in future episodes. So thank you for joining me, and I shall see you in the next episode. Bye for now. Put the experience of a crochet business coach with years of experience in your pocket. With over 10 years in the industry, I help clients like you make more money and reclaim your time. The WIP Club is a private Voxer chat designed to help you get all your burning business questions answered when you need them most. Put the power of an affordable coach in your pocket now at crochetbusinessschool.com/the WIP Club.